Something for the weekend on Saturday. How are you? It's Trina. Now, there is a big show coming to town. It has sold out in the West End and it is coming to the Gaiety. It is called Death Drop Back in the Habit. And on the line, we've got Juju B. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, we're going to be at the Gaiety from the 31st of January to the 4th. And I'm so excited to be joining everybody on stage.
Right. So tell me how we know you for anybody who's trying to figure out this voice.
Well, you probably know me from every single competition that I've done on RuPaul's Drag Race. I also have a podcast called Queen of Hearts. I have some music out. So I'm kind of everywhere because you can't really get rid of me.
Okay, yeah, jazz hands on the go all the time. I have to ask
all
a question.
Well, I mean, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Jazz hands off beat because, you know, I'm a dancer that goes on one in three.
Yeah. But I have to ask you, I mean, when I get ready for a night out, we're talking probably 5 minutes. I'm not like your average kind of, you know, the way most women would spend forever doing the makeup and doing the hair. And I just can't, I don't have the skills. So there's no point. You probably spend ages, but you're very skilled at it, aren't you?
Yeah, well, thank you for saying that. I actually, you know, at the beginning of my drag career, it was probably hours of work, but now I've finessed it to being about 35 minutes.
Wow.
Because I have no time to mess around. Mm-hmm. The stage does not wait. So you got to be ready. And when curtain's ready to open, you got to be on stage and you got to share the talents with the masses.
Wow, 35 minutes. That is very impressive, I got to say.
Well, as you know, time is money.
Yeah.
So.
But you know, when you're traveling around, how many suitcases are we talking?
This time I came with one large suitcase.
No, you
and
didn't.
One medium suitcase.
That's got to be a lie. Yeah. That can't be true.
It's very true. I think I might be the only drag queen in the world that can travel that compact. I'm super precise. Very particular.
Wow.
And full of good juju.
How long have you been a drag queen?
I've been working in drag for, I would say, 20 years, but professionally for 12.
And is it hard to get into? Because you always think, you know, there's probably a lot of people who would love to do it. But how do you get into that?
Honestly, it's for me, I just started. My love for theater was the reason why I found drag. Because, you know, theater takes a while to rehearse. And drag for me was the quickest fix for being on stage. Mm-hmm. And my love for it came because I got to create a character that was completely different from me. And drag for me is just putting on a cape, you know, like Clark Kent and Superman. So yeah. There's Airline, the regular me, and Jujubee, the superpower me.
Also, to master high heels, that takes a skill as well. I'm big into shoes, right? My shoe collection is from floor to ceiling and I have so many pairs. And I've gotten to a point now, and I think I blame COVID and the pandemic for this, because we weren't going out so much. My feet aren't used to high shoes anymore and I can't walk in them. So now I'm in flats all the time, which is an absolute disgrace. There's a certain skill, isn't there, for walking in the heels?
I always imagine whenever I'm in a pair of shoes that may be a bit painful or daunting, I just tiptoe and I just use force in the front. And I think it's all mind over matter in a sense like this.
Tell me that again.
If you believe that those shoes are your feet, you're going to be great.
Yeah, tell me that again when I'm standing in the queue at 3 o'clock in the morning trying to get a taxi home. Mind over matter. Mind
well,
over matter.
Take them off, put on the flats and hold the shoes.
They're not glamorous. There's nothing glamorous about flat shoes, though. Sure, there's not.
Well, I mean, it's pretty. It's fine. I mean, if you come see Death Drop, you'll see the shoes that I have to wear as Sister Marie Julie Andrews. They're quite short. I mean, Kitty Scott Claus was kind of laughing at my heels yesterday, but I think it's a part of the look and a part of the character.
Okay, right. Let's talk about the show at the Gaiety. Now, this is called Death Drop Back in the Habit. What is this all about?
Well, if you could imagine your favorite drag queens that you've ever seen and the spookiest, scariest, kookiest, scary movie put together, you'll see that on stage. It's a murder mystery. I'll tell you, I still don't know who the murderer is, and I'm in the show. So come and find out. What I love about this so much is that you get to see a whole bunch of drag performers do something so far out of what people would imagine we could do. They put us on stage, we get to act. And, you know, with theater, it's the same script, but it also means it's a kind of slightly different show every night because it's never the same. There's no editing. And the beauty in that is you watch life and art happen in real time.
So are you planning when you're in Dublin? Are you planning when you're not working to hit the town yourself and to go to some of the bars in town?
Well, you know I'm going to be at the George, and after the George, I'm going to Charlie's for Chinese. That's what I do in Dublin.
Fabulous. Oh, such a great night. Well, look, we look forward to seeing you. And what are the dates again that you'll be at the Gaiety?
We are at the Gaiety the 31st of January through the 4th of February. So you have a few days to come see us. I suggest you come see us every single night because, like I said, the shows are a bit different every single time.
Well, it's not going to be dull, that's for sure, isn't it? Listen, thanks so much for your time. We'll see you in Dublin.
See you very soon, my love.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.